Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny.
You've never heard that's quacktastic. That doesn't ring a bell. You're like my age.
I've heard
I
you
know,
say
sorry.
It.
I don't
we
know.
Have no ex- You don't know it either?
Is it from Howard the Duck?
I've heard you
no.
say it.
No one
that's
can
it.
Quote a damn line from Howard the Duck, the most forgotten
true.
Film.
I am Howard the Duck.
The
I tried
film
to watch that recently. That we got halfway through and I was like, I'm so sorry.
The film role that
I'm
shows...
I'm so sorry I made us do this.
The second shooter of JFK is less forgotten than Howard the Duck. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
He lands in a bathtub once.
Do you see...
Yeah, when he falls and to sees Earth. It.
Do you yep. see Leah Thompson's teats in that one or no?
No,
I don't think so.
I think you get
She's
really
like
close, but nothing,
like
yeah.
Do you see
80s,
Leah Thompson's
okay.
teats
that
in that
legal.
One? Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. You could yeah. do that.
It was 80s legal. Porky's rules.
Porky's
exactly.
rules.
Yeah.
We've Porky been statute.
I remember.
Many times we've studied Porky's law.
I remember when that ruling came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you studied it. Yeah, you used to yeah. be a lawyer, so I totally trust you.
Sarah, you get your mic closer to your mouth hole.
Sorry.
There we go. Oh.
This is where I usually keep my mic.
I was wondering. I was like, I do not hear her. Something is up with the audio.
I was slouching.
It's all good with your scoliosis.
Yep.
Scoliosis
hey.
Chic.
Scoliosis.
So that's quack. You don't know that's quacktastic.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Quit showing off your weird eclectic memory.
I know, right?
What is it?
Billy Madison. Stop acting like I'm quoting The Godfather.
It's not.
Damn it. I should know that.
We will when other people stop acting like they're
I
quoting
to
The Godfather
draw a blue
when they
duck
quote freaking
because I've never
Billy
seen
Madison.
A blue duck before, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. To, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then everyone loses their mind. I think Mrs. Lippy's like, "Very good, Billy," and I believe he puts the duck
she
in front of
been
him and he goes, "Dash
the
quack,
best
yeah.
character of that movie."
Oh, just smearing glue on her face. And
it's fantastic.
Penelope Spheres.
Yeah, there's your comic acting right there.
There you go.
She was
Greek,
great.
Greek
she was
pride.
Great.
Anyone with even
who was
like
that?
Penelope Spheres, I believe. She.
Oh, of course. She of the Connecticut Spheres.
She directed Decline and Fall of Western Civilization.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the heavy metal movie that was like really...
Huh.
You don't know this one?
I don't.
I believe... No.
You know her entire catalog.
Hold on. Her oeuvre? Is that the word? Is it oeuvre?
That sounds right.
I don't know
right.
how you pronounce
we're willing
it.
To...
It's that French thing and then I type in the first three letters.
Oh,
and...
that's not the French thing.
Yeah. That's true. French and Greek are very different acts.
Fries is what you're thinking of, I think.
Yes. No, I believe she did Decline and Fall of Western Civilization, which was like a movie about punk guys, like just doing heroin. And, you know, they had footage of Sid Vicious stabbing Nancy.
Cool.
Very cool.
Cool.
And then there was part
actual
two.
Footage.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird because the case is unsolved, kind of.
Right. Exactly.
But she
filmed goes into
it.
The bathroom afterwards and
yeah.
she's like,
hell of a director.
And part two is called The Metal Years. And it's like just the Sunset Strip acts. But there's also they take a break for like a really effed up circa 1985 Ozzy Osbourne,
huh.
like trying to make breakfast for himself, like wearing like a geisha robe type thing. And he's got that horrible like Suzanne Struthers, like or just huge
the
blonde
blowout.
Hair. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Just combine Sally Struthers and Suzanne Summers.
Who is the broad from...
I would forgive you for that, but...
Yeah. Who is Meathead's wife on All in the Family? Was that Sally Struthers?
I don't think it was...
I think that was Sally Struthers. Okay, I want Sally Struthers.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Yeah, Sally Struthers when she was still of, like, human proportions.
Right.
And she kind of had the... you know what? We can also go with Melanie Griffith, circa Working Girl.
Fair. Yeah.
Just Ozzy Osbourne. Look up Ozzy Osbourne shot in the dark video. That's the hair I'm talking about. It's bleached.
He said as he walked into the third barbershop this week.
Yeah.
And unsatisfied the first two times.
And then there's guys, I think Whitesnake is just, they're in a pool completely like trying to act hard, but they are really.
Snake in the Pool is my favorite of their albums.
Really drunk on some floaties. And you're like, God, if they yeah. fell off, they would die.
They're, so metal.
Yeah, they're one rubber dragon away from drowning. Show is Papa's Basement. What you looking
oh,
up?
I'm
gonna,
on. Cool.
I'm going to go ahead and say Sally Struthers.
Okay. Let me look it up real
about
fast.
About 90% sure.
I don't.
Sally Struthers.
I don't remember her being Meathead's wife, but. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sally Struthers. Yep. That's the one that got like morbidly obese, I believe is the clinical
Bam.
Term. And then. I don't know
there
if she ever
be more
became...
diseases that aren't death but have morbid
Jesus
in them.
Christ. Like, you can get the entire arc of a Greek tragedy just going to Sally Struthers' Google image page. Like, there's her just young and completely, like, looking like an angel.
It was really unfair that they did a metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Like, the Google image results where they were like, let's start from the beginning. Yeah, it really shouldn't be organized.
She looks like the cover of a damn really Animorphs shouldn't. Book, like, where she went from a human to a hippo. But they still kept her hair on. No, in the middle of it, the very first hit is, like, her getting Zaftig, but she still has these huge Valkyrie tits. And then, oh, my God. By the end of it, she looks like Meatloaf.
Wow.
And not like Meatloaf kind of in shape.
Not Meatloaf the musician, Meatloaf the food.
Yeah, not yeah. Meatloaf for Fight Club.
Meatloaf's the thing with ketchup on it as a yeah. sauce. Cool.
I guess she does look like Meatloaf with the gynochromastia, the bitch tits. It's not, God damn, there are some pictures of her where Jesus, there's her in a bikini next to Archie Bunker.
Wow.
And then there's one for the foot fetishist where
it
she
a hard life being on
has
sitcom.
Her tongue out.
Check out my gout.
And her foot is cocked into the frame like she's trying to lick her foot and her big T's are out.
Interesting.
Like in a bra. That is, they made better
a bra
TV
and
back
no
then.
Shoes. Priorities.
Exactly. Again, if you were to make it in a Whitesnake video.
Right.
Who am I? No, actually, I'm completely wrong. You would be wearing nothing but high heels in Whitesnake.
Yeah,
video.
That makes sense. Actually.
So the show's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. If you want to get every episode of the show, you can go to...
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you can get iTunes. We're there. We're on Stitcher. And again,
SoundCloud.
YouTube. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. And we offer a new feature. It is 2016, and we want to get every listener we can. So if you send us a self-addressed stamped shoebox, we will give you any show you desire across 20 3 1/4 inch floppy disks. Or no, 3.5
3.5 inch floppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay extra for the 3 1/4 inch.
I was going to say, at least we get an extra 1/4 inch.
But only
that always counts, trust me.
Only 2 tape discs.
Yeah.
For your NEC tape backup.
One library archive style laserdisc.
Yeah, exactly. And the show notes are on microfiche.
That's like the
I was
size
say, one microfiche article.
Transcribed. Yes. I am not alone on the show. I am joined in life and behind this mic by two lovely souls, lovely people, both of them in much better shape than me. That's why I have to work extra
emotionally,
hard with the funny.
Sure, but
we have to take the reins one day.
Do your thing, children.
Hi, I'm Pete Maybe. I'm at Pete Maybe on Twitter. I am also at maybe, maybe, maybe not on Tumblr. I swear there will be writing. Actually, there has to be writing. That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
You
I haven't done that in a little bit. I'm going to be working on some sketch coming up. And you guys should look forward to that. But also, you guys should be checking out the Popcast, which is me. Wait, so Pete Othella Papa. There we go.
You got it right.
Yeah, I got it right.
That's our new...
Usually can't remember when I'm there because I usually black out.
No, the football one's on Monday. Popcast is Tuesdays because Othello's like booked the rest of the week, so we have like one day. So he took our sweet
He's
slot.
He's super busy.
So now, yeah, we have to work out a set slot
so
for us.
That's why we can't do this on Tuesdays anymore?
Kind of, yeah. For the time being. He's
basically
in a class. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, girl.
Damn, I didn't know it had... Sorry?
I got bumped and this is how you tell
no!
me? In front of all of our friends?
Yeah, we're safe now.
You were supposed to be cool.
I'm safe now.
If you
now.
Think I won't kick your boot.
My boot?
Yes, your boot. It's the least cussy
Is this
way I could say that. I don't know.
Is that why we have to talk
your
this
boot?
Way?
Yeah, it's German.
You mean my anus?
I will definitely put my shoe on your boat. I don't
Sarah
know.
Sarah Beaker, enraged yeah. Sarah Beaker. That was a white woman just losing her mind, by the way. Aren't they fiery and passionate, folks?
Shut up. I'm Sarah Beaker. I'm on the tweets at Madam Too Soon. And that's it. I don't tell.
Killing it on the tweets.
I don't snap.
Yeah, he doesn't tumble either. And you know
Blowing
why? He's always
I
like,
haven't done it recently.
Oh, it's going to happen. I'm going to do this. I can call him at any
He's
hour
like,
of the day.
I'm so close.
And I'll just hear, yeah, buddy, what's up? Because he just smokes on his porch for a living.
I just don't have good internet. When I get good internet, maybe I'll tumble more.
You're not going to do it. It's not going to happen.
I
Stop
am.
Trying to make
Actually,
Tumblr
I'll tell
happen.
You what. What's going to happen is after I do our state mandated writing for the month, I will be posting that.
Oh, is that what's going to happen?
Once I get the feedback from it.
Here's my theory as to what's going to happen. I'm going to call you and I'm going to hear, what's up?
Wow.
That's what's going to happen. Give
How's
it about
it
20
hanging?
Years. Yeah.
How are you? That's a hell of a stand-up bit.
I need to pull out my ring.
I think that that'll be my angle when I do stand up.
You're going to be the
it's a long time coming, but yeah, I'm going to do that.
You're going to do tracheotomy lulls?
Long game.
Mm-hmm. L-U-L-Z?
How's this for a croner?
I mean, dude, people won't be able to turn on you too hard. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, no, yeah, they can't. They'll be like, whoa, what are we supposed to do?
Please. I'm Henny Youngman.
Yeah.
You're right.
You can definitely do that, because if you're bombing, you can just pop out the ring and then, like, shove your thumb in your throat and
check
people
that out.
Yeah.
Is that not grossing you out?
You wouldn't be able to talk without the ring, right? You just
He's
have to kind of.
Such a shock comic. I don't really like it. I don't know.
Like, you could draw a Thanksgiving turkey with your hand and then just insert the turkey's head in your throat and people would lose their minds.
Holiday stuff.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be your
You could
version.
Only do it during fall.
Yeah.
It's a seasonal ban.
I like
it. You can't keep it.
I think that is your version of wheeling out the watermelon with the sledgehammer.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Across countries, it doesn't matter. Audiences will see it and put on their ponchos and be like, yeah, he's going to do it.
That's the turkey thing.
He's putting on the poncho. Yeah, because I throw up immediately afterwards.
Yeah, sure. And so does everyone else. So they're really ponchoing for each other.
I'm excited for this show.
Comes out looking like you fingered a beehive. Yeah, it's going to... I like it. Well, sorry we missed some show. I'm glad to be back.
Do I have a name?
Do you have a name?
Yeah. I haven't thought of a name yet, but I was wondering if...
Oh,
I mean,
for your
this
comic
is long,
persona?
This is hopefully a long time coming. Yeah. Do we have anything you want to spitball here?
Oh, is this tapping into the improv we did?
No, I was just wondering.
Here's my awesome name I just came up
with.
We're
not that good yet.
Hole Guy.
Ooh. I kind of like it.
You like Hole Guy.
Hold on. Handy Kaufman. I don't know. That was terrible.
I like
Kaufman, too. And Kauf spelled Kauf.
What? Kauf.
What?
Yeah, okay.
So many levels.
We're not going to beat that.
Yeah, this is it.
What's it like to win?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Despite losing your trach.
We probably should shut this down now.
You won, I think.
So, I don't know what you guys did. Was it labor?
I wore like 5 concentric pairs of white pants. That's what I did. Because it's
as many as you could get in.
Yeah, you got to wear all your white pants.
I thought you were menstruating like really hard.
Yeah.
So wear white pants.
Just wanted to be bold anyway. Yeah.
Just white pants.
Like, this is going to happen. So
layer of baking soda, white pants, and just keep on going.
Yeah, they're just like phyllo dough, really.
I think you need to work on your act. It's no handicap.
Yeah,
it's no handicap. Yeah,
it's coming.
True.
It's coming along though.
Hold
Thank
on.
You.
I have another great name. You'll be the Menstrupator.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are we close?
You're not super
we'll
good
work
at
on
we're
something.
But yeah, something will. We'll think of something.
You know what?
That's not that.
I'm good at names. If I'm not the nameologist. There you go. It was because there's one where you kind of have to temper how good it is to do nothing. Well, I'll pretend that I'm like you guys and I get the day off.
Oh,
and I'm not just letting
Labor
drunks
Day, I get
in.
It. Okay.
There's the one where we have to like mourn the dead.
Sure.
Is that all right, Whistler's mother?
Arbor Day.
Okay. Memorial Day? Is that that's the first one. They kind of bookend summer, right?
I can never remember a holiday.
Yeah,
for
that's
my
when
life.
That's when swimming pools open and close.
So Memorial
That's why they're
Day,
holidays.
Yeah, we act like it's really sad and we remember the fallen,
but it's like swimming pools open
and hot dogs not just throat
all
cancer,
all your teacher friends can suddenly like drink during the day
rectum
again
cancer. Yeah
it's awesome
and like they ever
and
stop.
Everyone berates everyone for not like remembering that it's Memorial Day and they have to be
somber. You always like say nice things to vets and they're like that's not what that is, don't do that.
No, I always have those friends
why
that
are you
like,
I'm not dead, do you not understand
a vet, and I'm like, dude, get your ass to drinking beer.
That's why
and have a barbecue.
Why, Colonel Sanders,
why be an ass about it?
I say thank you for your service.
That's really good.
Yes. Go to the KFC.
Yeah.
I thank everyone there.
Thank you, Colonel Sanders.
And I walk past any box of Captain Crunch and cry.
Yeah.
He gave so much, man.
He did.
For this country, he gave his
and
only
He gave us double so the berries, I believe, at some point.
Yeah, you know how many little Japanese
Oops,
kids died
more
for
Crunch
that?
Berries. Where do you think those berries came from? His own pockets.
You have to fight for them.
Yeah.
And then Labor Day, this is a country that now just wants to pretend there are no class divides.
Yes, we've always enjoyed pretending that.
Somehow we did the big swing against the commies like in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and it never...
Everybody having jobs is weird.
The pendulum never came back. I forgot who said it, but the point was, or the line, communism will never work in this country because our poor just believe they're temporarily embarrassed millionaires.
And it's that's fantastic.
It's some guy that I christened Smarty because I'm the namiator.
Yeah, that's true. Smarty, you are the namiac.
Smarty McGood quote. I forgot. Yeah, it was good, but it's so true. Like, our poor in this country refuse to believe they're poor. Like, they want to believe that they have more in common with any politician who pretends to toe their line.
Yeah, we have like a ton of poor Republicans.
Yeah,
you're just, what are you, come on.
Well, it blows my mind. Like, a couple weeks ago, they tweeted a picture of Trump, like, on a private jet, putting in, like, a monogrammed handkerchief. And he was about to, like, with a knife and fork, eat some
delicious
KFC.
Trump steak.
Oh, yes.
And they're like, oh, he's one of us. I'm like, which segment of this photo, in any way, shape, or form, is one of any of us? He's on his own jet. He has a kerchief.
You both have rib sauce on your face. That's it. That's the whole...
Like, well, everybody was like, why is this asshole eating it with a knife and fork?
Yeah, like
you're
Mr.
Not
Pitt
one
with
of
a candy
us.
Bar. Who are you fooling? Just in there with your fingers, for God's sake. I feel like a sissy because back when I was crushing a lot of KFC, I wouldn't typically just eat it off the bone. Like, I dig my fingers in and just rip the sinews off.
No, I do that.
Like you were bobbing
for people
apples,
make fun of me
right?
for doing that, yeah.
No, it's great because you look greasy as hell, so no one wants to get in your stuff. They're like, oh, can I have that?
Oh, that's why.
Can I have that breast meat? You're like, oh, this breast meat? You just finger it a bit.
You just give it the old turkey.
Yeah, like old Handy Kaufman over here.
Yeah.
And I don't like getting like the S that exists between the meat and the bone. Like that weird
that weird stuff.
You don't
stuff.
Like that sinewy little flabby.
Yeah, the gelatinous business there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The stuff that our boys bled on Memorial Day.
Yes, that's the stuff.
So I used to just tear it off in strips. But like people would look at me and they'd be like, oh, hey, what's up, Oxford? What finishing school did you go to? Because I would do that. And this guy's knife and forking it.
Yeah, come on.
With I think, like a goddamn Cristal next to him.
You know,
and they're like, yep.
I worry about
that's it. That's me.
That is my guy.
Like the people in the break room that you go into the break room and there's donuts, but then one of the donuts is like cut into quarters and like one of the quarters is taken.
She's watching her weight.
You're like, come on.
Yeah, she's watching her weight. My mom does that all the time.
Oh,
do you know
I can't
how many...
stand that. That's a dangerous road to go down.
Do you know, especially when I
cutting
lived at home.
Cutting up finger food.
It's a joke. My mom would take the pizza cutter and just go halfway down the slice. And you know what that means?
I've seen this behavior.
Fatso, her boy, is eating 2.5 slices instead of 2. So thanks for passing the buck to me, because I have no self-control. You see that half
right?
slice, you're like, this
also,
doesn't
it's
even
pizza.
Count.
I don't,
yeah,
I can't
then it's
you.
Like not even a slice.
Yeah. You can fold it. So like a full slice has like a little half, like a hat to it. It's amazing.
Pizza hat. That's a great idea.
Exactly. That and
it's a great name.
It's no Handy Kaufman, but no, the Namester Jr. needs to come up with Pizza Hat.
I still think you're a namiac.
So it was Memorial and
it was labor.
Yeah, okay. That was the point of everything we did, and then I forgot it. So thanks, buddy.
Never forget.
You are Smarty McKitchen.
Oh.
Because you're smart but still a woman.
Yeah, I got it. Despite being a woman.
So it's Labor Day. And you live in BF.
Yep.
And you live in the city.
Yeah, downtown.
I'm the porridge that Goldilocks chose. And for the entire 3 days, there were fireman hobos. I'm sorry, I'll pronounce it like a Jewish last name. Fireman.
Is that like
there were fireman hobos collecting at every intersection near my house. Like
So they're actual firemen, though. They're not like people dressed as firemen?
We don't know. They could have just carjacked.
We treat civil servants
as firemen.
So
okay.
The firemen, they were legit firemen, and I could tell because they parked the fire trucks like in the median, I guess, so people didn't think they were maybe really creative hobos.
And I would reward a creative
these
hobo.
Guys
yeah.
just,
we all reward creative hobos. That's kind of our thing
truck,
in BC.
I would be down.
We're like, ooh, you play the mouth harp? Great. Yeah. No problem. Violinist can go F himself.
You can speak in tongues.
Yeah.
Here's my money.
Wow, your sign is like mouth really well edited.
Mouth harp. Is that a harmonica?
Well, it's also called a Jew's harp.
And you went with the other one?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Of course. Because.
Why?
I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? The little thing that's sort of, it looks
a
like a bass clef, kind of.
A Jew's harp.
That's the name of the instrument. It was just the first eclectic instrument I could think of.
You just made John's day.
I know. I hate John's day.
I know, right?
A Jew's harp. It looks like something I use to change safe combos.
Oh, you looked it up. Okay.
No wonder. It's money related. I get it now. Oh, God. A Jew's harp. That's amazing. Oh, God. Why is it a Jew's harp? Why?
I tried to look this up once. It might be like a false cognate. Like it, I don't know, like it, you put it in your mouth, so it was like chews or something
and
like that.
And then your change falls out of your pants?
No. No, I think it might be, yeah, I think it might be a false cognate.
A Jew's harp.
But I'm not sure.
Wow. Wowzers.
All right.
Can we just, made more
what do you
want to
say about Labor Day?
I didn't see a single Jew's harp.
Oh, creative bums. That's where you, what you were at.
Yeah, the creative bums. So the fireman guys, the fireman bums, were walking around, and they had their boots out.
I love that calendar, by the way. Fireman bums.
Are girls really into that?
Caliente.
Is that a thing girls really like? The
fireman's calendar?
Well, yeah,
or
also fireman, the butts thing.
Or both.
I know Tina Belcher does, but she's a guy.
No, it's definitely a thing. Yes.
They really
because
like
there aren't
ass.
Very many, like, shapely, you know, nice looking shapes on the male body, but like a muscular butt is a very nice shape.
Isn't that
yes
cute?
Basically all women like a nice looking butt.
That's great how that is what
so
women
strange.
Are into, and yet we as guys with our projection of our own pornographic insecurities, we're like,
never think about the
chicks
butt.
Are just into like 10 inch poles.
No,
I know, right?
They want to get ripped up.
Like,
I wish
you've
I
seen them, they're right. You wouldn't put that
okay,
on a plate.
Okay, well, now I'm going to think about... God, I wish
you
I
wouldn't
had,
take that home to mother.
Right. I you wouldn't I, be like, I want to cuddle that.
I wish I had a 10-inch butt.
Oh, so you're saying the... You size queen. You're saying the porno I watch when the women are like, oh, I can barely take it. And then they and do. Like, and then a look of ecstasy spreads across their face. Is that a ruse? A lie?
So when the women wow.
They could almost
be
comedic actors.
Yeah, when the
they're
women
so
wow
good.
When they're unzipping the pants, it's because they placed a mirror
yeah.
behind that guy.
Yeah. Basically.
All
right. Movie magic.
Sweet ass cakes.
It's all yeah. broken for me.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Do you know what, though? You can get butt implants. That's way easier than the
that is a thing,
than the
yeah.
frontal stuff.
Oh, the D implants?
Oh, yeah. What?
B.
No. I'm saying D
oh, yeah.
implants are, like, that, impossible.
It's not there yet.
Yeah, I so haven't done much research, nope. but from what I've heard...
Sure, you haven't.
They pretty much inject
okay, maybe
fat
a little.
Into your prick.
Sure,
and so
okay.
it looks
rather
lumpy.
Rather than the other way around?
It looks lumpy on top of what
and
it
that,
was.
And then it can go bad.
So yeah.
You don't
want rancid D.
You don't want it souring. Yeah.
I think they can.
But like that one friend's house where they left the butter out like on the counter all the time.
That's
so
exactly it would
be
oh, nothing
what,
happened
oh,
to
what
it
the
because
D can
butter
look
doesn't
like.
Go bad. Shut up. You've lost the McKitchen last
who
night.
Who uses butter? Ghee, y'all.
Ghee. Christ. Ghee.
True, though.
All I ever think
for
of
real,
when I hear
better.
The term ghee.
I said, I'm going to use ghee in my butt.
There's yeah. an episode of Sopranos
yeah,
where...
Yeah, hashtag clarified butt.
Tony eats at an Indian restaurant after eating at Artie Bucco's restaurant or something like that. And Carm calls and she's like, Artie, Tony's crapping his brains out and barfing too. What did you feed him? And then he finds out that Tony also went to an Indian restaurant. He's like, oh, that ghee crap's horrible. That's what did it. And just completely exculpating himself. Just being like, yeah, you can't sue me. You can't whack me. He went to the Indian restaurant, and obviously that's where diarrhea comes from.
That is the trope.
He blames ghee specifically. I remember that. So anytime I hear ghee, I can just think of Tony on the toilet where like this completely, I mean, it has
on
comedic.
Yeah.
Who
it's
on
off Broadway on toilet.
It's a serious show that has laughs like arise from the characters.
So I've heard.
But they have Tony on the toilet and just play like the Dumb and Dumber dump sound effects. Like they just went for broke for one instant. They're like, we
why?
Don't care. I don't care that some mobster crapping
oh my God.
That
and
is
how
awesome.
Authentic this show is. It's just going to be, you know, and Jeff Daniels going,
whoa, that's a spicy
done.
Meatball.
Exactly. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da. That is the scene.
Wow.
So, back to so fire bums.
We got these fire hobos, yeah.
Yeah.
The fire hobos screwed with me all weekend long because something switched in me. When I was a young lad, we would drive by all kinds of junkies when I worked with my dad in D.C. This was not like happy white people D.C. that sure. you live in.
Sure.
Although there was some random guy just shooting.
Yeah, let's be serious. Yeah, there was somebody shooting on your block.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't me, and I don't know why you keep asking.
Randomized.
But we would drive through during the crack days when...
That is what we called it.
My dad, to conduct a social experiment, people would walk up and be like, can I have a dollar for food? My dad would be like, I will literally go to McDonald's and buy you $5 of food if that's what you really want. And they would just like walk away from him.
I could see that.
Because they were watching their weight.
Yeah.
So yeah. I didn't want to go there.
Right. They're like, I was going to go to Whole Foods.
Exactly.
And buy nothing with that.
My point is...
Lemon water.
One Brussels sprout.
Yeah.
My point is, I came from a tradition of like giving... go, finish it. Finish it, my
Commit
child.
Commit to the bit.
But I forgot what the stuff is called. Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Yeah.
May I have some more kombucha,
sir? Yeah. Words no one has ever uttered. You down your bottle, and you're like, ugh.
I'll drink that garbage.
That's
my
good deed for the year.
Oh, there's like moss on the top of it. It's good.
Well, you stop reading once you see the word fermented.
Yes. I'm like, that looks dirty enough for
and
Pete.
You're like, tricked again. I used to give money, like freely. I would see hobos. And I'd be like, sure, here's a buck. And maybe in a microcosm.
Especially when I first moved to D.C.
Of what's happening in Europe, where at first you're like, immigrants, come over here. And then like 6 billion of them are here. And you're like, God, just stop. Okay, we're done. I was cool with the dollar bill thing until it started getting in my backyard. And now that every suburban intersection is worked by 2 to 3 hobos, I'm like, I can't. I just can't. And I don't have smokes to give them anymore. And
nope.
You think I'm going to give them my vape to hit up? They're not going to do it, and I wouldn't want them to.
Yeah.
No, that would be terrible.
Like, you could pull out
that's
a vape,
bad idea.
Yeah, for a hobo, yeah. Then he'd go, I have my pride.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't want to look gay.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to look douchey.
I just remembered, I gave
in front of everybody,
a homeless
this
person
crowd.
Half an egg the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was eating an egg.
Right?
Yeah, okay. A hard-boiled egg.
Cool.
And he asked me for something, and I was like, you can have the other half of this. And he was like... Okay.
Oh, I hope he hurled it at you.
No, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But in retrospect, that was a really weird thing for me to do.
Yeah.
So
very,
sorry,
very
universe.
Freudian,
a little bit caught
too.
In the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
A man needs of you and you offer ovum.
Yeah, I do. Offer ovum.
Way to go there.
Mm-hmm. So highbrow.
Sorry, I was thinking.
It's so weird.
That's your weird fact of the day. Betty Crocker, when it
donated
first came out.
Eggs.
It bombed as like a cake mix because it required nothing outside of the box.
Oh.
So they hired some guy who was like a disciple of Freud's. They're like, why did our crappy food, it's just crap in a bag that you bake. Why did that tank? Because it shouldn't. America's going to be so fat so soon.
We're super lazy, so what's
and
the problem?
He said women felt guilt that they contributed nothing. And so
that is probably a thing.
In a Freudian way, they want,
dear.
What is the most womanly thing out there
is
other
that
than
true?
Menstruating into the pan? They're like, take a single
and
egg.
And they only do that on Sundays because of God.
Exactly. Well, that's how you get
God
attention
God gave it to us,
in
and
the face
we're
of
giving it to our families secretly and then watching them eat it.
I love this lemon cranberry cake, Mother.
I know you do.
It's only lemon. Don't put peroxide
but
on it.
But that makes a lot of sense. Like,
no, it's red velvet.
Oh. So they would...
A person needs to feel like they're doing something.
Yes. Yeah,
so, yeah, I believe it.
They said, what is the most feminine thing you can do? And after stir it with a tampon was ruled out.
John was in the room.
They said, take an egg and crack it in. Now, the egg is worthless. Like, one egg and an entire cake,
that's
it doesn't
true.
Matter.
It's like...
Yeah, I remember when they stopped carrying the tampon.
But after... but after
now it's just a prize
and these were
in
like
the box.
Right.
World
Every
War II era ration tampons.
Yeah, they were made just... from, like, melted down toys.
Oh, yeah. Just covered in sawdust.
Yeah.
Don't get near a flame, ladies.
They come in a box like those poppers.
Exactly.
Fireworks that you throw, they come in sawdust.
Keep them dry.
Chinese writing on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the egg was the answer, and it started selling like crazy after that.
Yeah.
Nice.
If what you're trying to say is
you
could go for some cake, I could also go for some cake right now.
I'd like some cake.
I'm never eating your cake if you bring it here.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just film it.
Get vanilla on vanilla.
It's YouTube.
She
we
can't
can get
sneak
a couple
much
hits.
Into that. The fireman hobos. We'll finish this story yet. I stopped caring when I learned that there were hobos in our area that would like work it and then go to like a car after working their corner and doing things like that. And I need to see real disfigurement in a hobo. That's what I'm saying. I need to, if you're like a flipper dude,
yeah,
like you've got one normal arm and then one arm that after the elbow just culminates in like a nub and you're like, God, for the sake of aesthetics, could you just get the nub removed? Can you get a nubbyectomy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll do it with a pair of nail clippers if you want it. We're cool with your lack of an arm. The nub is weirding us out. That's where I'm...
He also takes your money with it, like half the time, because he's like, well, I was holding a coffee.
Are you? I would, yeah. If they could do that, I would hold up a Ben Franklin, and if you can spear through his face and keep it on your nub, the sword and the stone is yours.
That's great. Then he's going to sharpen it and come back and stab people.
Oh, and it'd be all scabbed up with just the bone poking out of the nub.
That dude sounds cool. I'll pay him.
Nubby McScabs.
Yeah, I'll pay him.
The name.
So what are you
going
to do? What's your plan? You just avoid them now?
I spent all weekend avoiding them. It was very taxing because...
You have to drive
hobos
quite a bit.
Hobos,
around.
I feel slightly guilty. A fireman wearing his sassy new fire trousers, I believe is the technical term, next to a shiny new truck. How would you feel if I approached you in my... finest Men's Warehouse suit next to my shiny new 2014 Honda Civic. And I was like, I need more money. You'd think to yourself, this guy isn't even playing the game. Why don't you park a fire truck that's on fire or put it on cinder blocks and walk up to me with like an empty oxygen tank? Tell me about your friend who died in the backdraft. Do something that makes
He's
me think
extra.
You need this
cash. I was going to say, in the movie. Actually tied in the movie.
Don't park your $2 million goddamn truck here and then say, put your money in my smelly boot.
They do get a lot of money from the taxes. I mean, I don't know how much of it that they have to use.
What are they raising money for? Are they raising money for the fire department when
that,
they do
I'm
these
always
boot
curious
thingies?
About that
or are
too.
They
I
raising it,
actually,
it for some other thing?
I think
which
it actually
would also
is
be
for
weird.
The fire department.
Yeah, that's weird. Why can't they just serve a bunch of people spaghetti or whatever? Isn't that what... cops do?
Well, they should just put on like a really
spaghetti
fire
dinner situation.
Right? They should just burn stuff and be
control.
Like,
also burn stuff.
You
yeah.
guys
why
is that
see
so
us
hard? Burn something like
yeah. A man maybe?
Yeah. Exactly.
Then they take
right?
a witch.
Yeah. Or a witch.
You guys want to see us burn a bum?
There you go. Two birds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I know I should
stay for the late
for you.
Show.
We need you to solve
I
the
knew
world
I should
bills.
Take office somewhere.
It puzzles me, and I get it. Yeah, they don't have enough cash. They can always use more cash. But aren't these government service jobs, and I'm not like going out of my way to belittle what cops do or whatever, but it's weird on one hand whenever someone makes like a hyper-liberal post, and then like my conservative friends share like all the conservative comments who are like, you know, cops work for like literally piss on their hands. That is how they're paid. You're like, that is a bum gig.
That doesn't sound right.
But then... on the other hand, I hear from people who are like, yeah, being a cop is sweet. I like routinely sign up for overtime. And I hear about cops all the time that like clear six figures.
I work arenas and I get paid triple overtime.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, where's the truth? And I'm not a dude who's like, people hear that and they're like, you just shouldn't be making that. Really? I think every common man should be clearing 60 or 80 because you know what? It's tough.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's tough
right?
under that. Like, I'm not going to walk up to some dude who isn't, like, Richard Branson and be like, you make way too much.
Yeah.
No, I really don't care that the cop's making that much. It's just weird that I would think, like, a fire dude is in a similar milieu. Look at me francing it up. I'd like to think they make OT. They make some money. And I do get weirded out when people are like, he works a job where he could die. There are so many more deadly jobs out there than cop
you know
and firemen.
How many firemen die?
17.
Probably a year.
Per second. It's horrible.
No, actually, in Prince William County, where I grew up, there was only one from my birth to now. And it was some guy that was like kind of actually my age. He was like 5 years
ago. Was it the second
ago.
Of your birth?
But that was it.
And you've reincarnated as him?
Yeah.
That's why you're wearing
a Phoenix situation.
T-shirt.
Yeah. I feel like
that's
there's
why
some
they call
statistic
me the heat miser.
About like our parents' generation and like fire deaths around the time that we were all born went way the heck down and basically because of asbestos. Like So all of a sudden we were able to make fireproof things, and so there wasn't a house fire, you know, like every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so now people just don't die in fires anymore.
Our jumpers weren't made of match heads.
We have actual housing standards.
Yeah, I mean,
we need a firewall between these two.
We recall baby blankets that are, you know, made out of.
I will give you
matches.
I don't know.
I'll tell you this: the average.
We shouldn't use matches.
We should not have used matches. Too expensive.
The average house like 30 years ago took something like 17 to 20 minutes to burn down.
Wow.
And
yeah.
It is now something like 3 minutes.
What?
Like the way they build them now, they're just
gone. What are you talking
about?
You're making stuff up.
No, I saw it on Reddit, and if it's on the internet, it has to be true.
Okay, you got me.
Look it up.
I can't argue.
It is a factoid.
That's
I saw
as up as you can look.
Logic.
No, it's weird because I'm looking right now at a list of. Have we done this already on air where we talked about dangerous jobs?
I love
this
lists.
Never.
I don't think we have.
Okay.
We hasn't.
We have this bizarre veneration. Not really bizarre, but we carry this ideal of like. Dude, cops and firemen. Like, ever since 9/11,
we're just
like...
I think it's a little bizarre.
They are the
bravest.
We're
not checking in with any facts before feeling that way, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. The bizarre fact checklist. It's just... Yeah. It's very... Ever since 9/11, it's been this... And I, you know, you say, oh, this fascist. You sound very hippy-dippy. Just this very hardcore veneration of people who... No one twisted their arm to do this job. Like, a lot of jobs have difficulties to them. Like... I feel a lot of guys who like go off to war.
Have you ever been an iron worker?
Well, we'll get there. Yeah, I've watched the beginning of Rudy. A lot of guys that go off to war.
Or the end of An Officer and a Gentleman.
they grew up playing with guns and army men. Like, this is what they wanted. You could be like, look, your odds are like 50-50. And they still be like, oh, screw it. This is what I want.
Yeah.
We're weird little robots in this world that do what we wanted to do since we were
Nobody
kids.
Nobody has to be, right? Like... There is definitely a situation where you have to be in the military. That happens. That has happened, you know?
Yeah, it's called the draft.
Right? But so that's something to
a dude that goes willingly,
properly.
Yeah, I respect you, but I...
And also, like, there's, you know...
I respect the
pizza
guy.
You're in a situation where you have very few options or whatever. Like, but, yeah, I don't think that's ever the case with cops and firemen. It's not like you can't get other jobs.
That is how I feel. But you even go down the list of dangerous jobs because, especially with those two, you hear, like... They go off to work not knowing if they'll come back home that night.
Yeah.
So here's
Why,
the
because
list.
Because they take the subway?
Yeah, people can, to quote Al Pacino in Heat, you can get killed walking your doggy.
That dog particularly.
Great, great impression, by the way. What are you doing, Pete? Were we off center this whole time?
Sorry.
Okay. So here are your occupations in order.
Oh, yeah, it's just your hand.
Of fatal injuries per 100,000 people. Loggers, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We don't have logger day.
We don't jack off enough to them.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah.
The sexy, I agree.
I mean, this social...
The sexy I am going to start today.
Yeah. Oh, I got... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Two,
Props
fishers
to Paul Bunyan.
And related fishing workers.
Okay.
So, like, the
people who are on boats for 6 months at a time. Yeah, that's some dangerous shiz.
Three... My boy over here, aircraft pilots and flight engineers.
I thought you were gonna say IT, and I'm like,
yep.
We are pretty.
It's mostly suicide, but
yeah.
Four roofers.
It's mostly death by masturbation.
Roofers.
Think about
it.
They fall off. They break their neck.
That was what we were thinking.
Yeah.
Also,
we weren't getting super creative.
The shingles came to life and they ate them.
I was gonna say they probably have the best life insurance plans too.
Oh, I doubt anyone agrees to cover them. This is America 2016. They find out what you do.
I think you could still get covered as a roofer.
Well, through the company.
Like,
would you have to... Oh, yeah.
And fishermen stuff, like, that's pretty tough.
Oof. I bet.
I think
you have to lie.
You still get covered.
And just say you're working at, like, Sweet Green down the street.
Insurance.
And then they're like, well, if you work at the little crap hole down the street, why did a shark bite off your hand in Alaska? I was on vacation.
You should have landed in the bushes.
We have refuse and recyclable material collectors, farmers.
Really?
Wait, what?
Iron workers.
We're talking
about
garbage guys?
What, refuse and recyclable material collectors? Garbagemen.
Garbagemen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like the Garbageman's Deli.
Yeah, Tony Garbageman.
Yeah.
A Jewish last name to go with a Jewish harp. I am.
Really, though?
I am Hiram Garbageman.
I guess they could get hit by cars?
Yeah, or
I mean, they
get drunk and fall into the compactor.
Back of it.
That too.
You know what? Maybe
the compactor. Yeah, that's.
Maybe get sick.
Yeah, you pick up some trash with syringes.
Actually, yeah we're. This it's sick. Much easier to imagine.
You
being
eat what
a garbage
looks
man
like a non-spoiled sandwich.
Exactly.
Happen to the best of us.
Somebody gives you half an egg and then you eat it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It's a very dangerous
world.
Where
was that?
So farmers, structural iron and steel workers, bam.
Farmers are terrible, though.
Driver slash sales workers and truck drivers.
That's like a thresher.
Truck drivers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wasn't there a guy?
The farmers ones, you know it's got to be just god-awful.
Well, you know, animals.
Wasn't there a dude years ago who somehow called 911 after his arms were ripped out of their sockets by some sort of...
I believe so.
Yeah, exactly.
That is amazing.
And then he went on to become the guy that plays the guitar with his feet.
Sweet. Good for him.
You
I saw
seen
it,
that dude?
Yeah, I saw
Did
it on
Did he play
the...
guitar before?
He doesn't, actually.
No, it's a different guy.
Oh.
No, the guy who lost his arms in the thresher then learned to use a shotgun with his feet. And...
Yeah.
Sure.
Taxi drivers in the top 10. Electrical power
Taxi
line installers.
Taxi drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are
Yeah,
asses.
You spend more time in traffic. Like, that's probably our most, whatever, the most likely way that we would die, right?
In a car?
So, yeah, in a car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So your odds are higher the
longer
you're in
the
car.
More you're, if you're in traffic all day long. That makes sense, I guess.
I drive a ton for work. At the end of a long day where
Deuces,
I'm just completely
John.
Zoned out. Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to die. At 15, cops.
Wow.
Firemen,
taxi drivers are higher than cops.
Firemen not even in the top 20. But we don't have this weird respect for guys that work actually more dangerous jobs. I'm just saying.
Well, we're going to now. We're starting it.
We almost have a weird contempt for anything that used to be union-y. We're like, oh, you lazy bums.
Speaking of Labor Day.
Oh, you bums. And it's funny to me because, you know, it's called the 1% for a reason because the other 99% of us are on the other side of that.
Yeah.
So there's your Labor Day spiel, I guess. That Look at that. It
I
did
like
have
that.
A cohesive...
It totally did.
Thing. I actually spent Labor Day not really laboring.
And we educated some fools.
Yeah, ourselves.
Shorty don't want to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. So
I learn something every time we do this.
Do you really?
I just want to say I'm thankful for that.
That she feeds bums half-eaten food? I learned that.
Yeah.
I learned that bums will take half-eaten food. I don't have
right?
to give them money anymore.
Come on, yeah. I've done it
I'd
before.
I'd be like, you know what? There's a little bit of beer left in this.
Oh, I'll have
you can
some
have
Chipotle.
It.
Just hand it over. Be like, it's a bowl,
this
so
is
I
just
stirred
the
it
lettuce.
All together.
Did you know that at Chipotle you can get one or two tacos? You don't have to get three tacos, and they just prorate it. You can get like a taco for like $2.50 or something.
Life hack.
Yeah, totally.
Whoa.
Hashtag value, right?
That's not
bad. I am going to make a burrito and then say I want half and see if that works. And then if they're about to chuck the other half, we'll be like, well, if it's going in
have
the
I
trash,
I got a deal for you.
There are children in Africa, so. Pony it up.
Oh, Sounds it good. Probably has pony in it.
Do we want to talk improv?
I want to hear how your improv class went.
I want to let Beaker do something.
What do you mean? I'm talking.
Do you want to? That's true, but I want you to feel
she already said
enough.
She wasn't
how
the shooter.
How dare you mansplain to me? It's fine.
Shut up and talk, bitch.
It's like this every time.
Yeah, sure, we can talk improv. So, a little secret.
Yeah, I want to hear how your class went.
We'll
we
let
like
you guys
saved
in on
it.
A little secret. John and I got real gay and we're like, hey, we should do improv
together. I don't like
together.
How you, yeah, you said that and there was too many words between then the end of that sentence. Like, John and I got it real gay 18 lines
you
later.
You just don't want anyone to have the opportunity to turn the podcast off before they get to the end of the sentence.
We can't afford
then
it.
They're like, well, I knew this was going
to
happen.
Then
Beep.
We went to improv.
Can't afford it.
No, so we started doing improv classes. It's me, John, Othello, and his friend Chris. I just met Chris today.
Yeah, with the hyper-Aryan last name, Linga.
Oh, yeah.
He is very Hitler-y. In a good way.
Yes,
not
exactly.
Not a Jew's
like
hard
boy.
Like
the baby Hitler.
Yeah.
Nice Hitler.
And not to brag.
Blue eyes,
but,
smile to die for.
And not to brag, but we're definitely the all-stars of the class.
Really?
I
Do you agree with
so.
This?
I think John did really well.
Do you have a horn to toot?
He was doing his old Johnny thing where he was like, I use big words.
Yeah. I figure you'd be good at
improv. I'm sorry I went to the smart kid classes, and then I went to smart kid high school for 9 weeks before they kicked me out for vandalism. I'm sorry I did these things.
Were you writing in Latin on the bathroom mirrors?
No,
What a rebel.
I went to...
NP.
I went to the smart kid school because I took the test. My parents bribed me each time.
Wow.
And they were like...
With food.
No, there are three different stages. I think for the first stage, I got Metallica's Live S Binge and Purge. Nice box set. I think for taking the second test, I got a copy of Super Street Fighter 2 or Turbo. I forget
Jeez.
Which. Yeah, they hooked it up. They wanted their
I
little show pony to
these.
Act smart. And I did. And I really, there were just like
That's
motivated girls
short.
In my class. And I was like, I'm smarter than these people. And I'm smarter than the boys, too. I don't want to do a sexist thing. My mom was just always focused on like, she's not even that smart. She's just very driven, as if that were a naughty thing. Like, she reveled in the fact like I was smart enough to
was
waltz
in and
just crush.
Was there a specific female
I
student
think
that,
that's
that
insane,
she
right?
decided was your nemesis or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, there's two of them.
Aha!
There's two of them. So I bested them, and I went to the school just to prove that I was that smart, because I didn't even want to do it over the summer. And they said, just go.
Yeah, summer school is a punishment.
Yeah, why would you go there? Yeah.
Well, no.
I did summer school.
I meant the summer.
Every year.
The summer before.
As
I was
a
like,
punishment?
I don't want to go.
For math class.
Okay.
Which is
and
sort
they
of
said,
a punishment.
Just try it. Just try it. Who gives a damn? And I went there, and I went nuts seeing every kid acting like they were in a utopia and that they were off to college.
The golden children?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
I
would
remember that.
They would leave jackets out, textbooks out,
yeah.
like laptops that they brought to school back when a laptop was like $14,000 and you had to kind of hand crank it for mm-hmm. 18 minutes of juice. And I went nuts. Like, I would just see this stuff. Like, I would take their books and just like fling them outside and
what?
Then they'd walk back and be like, where are my books? And I'd be like, ha ha, dick face, and walk away. Like, I would take laptops.
Such the bully.
I wasn't so
you
big on
bully.
Crushing.
I keep forgetting that.
By the way, he also did this at the improv class.
Yeah.
As adults. He was like, I know everybody here paid a lot for it. He was like, but you don't work a job like me. So he started destroying things.
I remember I saw.
One percenters. That's
exactly.
not even.
I couldn't bring myself to crush the laptop because I was like, okay, if that ever comes back to me, I am so screwed. But I remember taking one
yeah,
and like
could...
shove it in a locker and just like. Walking away after locking
Your
it, the kid was like, my laptop! I would just do things like that because I just,
honestly,
I wanted, I didn't want to be those people, I guess.
And why not?
Because they all seemed like such...
You didn't have to
they,
be
what?
Those
they
guys.
They seemed like what?
I don't know, they seemed like dorks and sissies.
Okay.
And I rebelled against
so
that.
So what made you think that that would be worse than the way your life was?
Well,
if
they
you
had the last laugh.
Sissy.
I'm a goddamn locksmith.
Well... You're an excellent locksmith.
Yeah, it's true, but
best
I'm
one in
still
town.
A locksmith, and these guys are working for like Goldman Sachs. So they win.
Pshaw.
I just mean, I don't
the
know.
The tortoise done its thing.
Like, what? Your mom wanted you to be smart, so like what pushed you the other way? Like, what made you think, well, you know, my mom would approve of
probably
me if
all
I
that Metallica.
Was smart, but like this more important approval is what I'll get if I'm strong. Like, where did that come from?
I think like around second grade, I got glasses and started chubbing up because I
okay.
realized what death was.
Okay. So it's reaction.
And I was like, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to be the glasses fat kid who's also like a dweeb. And so
okay.
despite being in the smart kid classes, I was just bully other kids. I was a vandal. I was part of like a two or three other kids who are from much more broken homes than mine. So they had excuses. And I was just like,
yeah.
I was always attracted to the trash. Wherever I went, I was always into, like, the garbage people that I could find.
Oh.
If you guys are just tuning in, we are listening to Analyze Papa.
Yeah.
Like, hour 200.
I'm
going to
make every episode like this.
Like, if you put me in a ballroom, I would be like, where's the janitor sipping whiskey? Because that's the guy I'm going to talk to.
Yeah.
That's my dude.
Yeah.
He's going to do my math
I
homework.
I did that, too, but I was never, like, in the... I think it was, like, a... I can't imagine anyone relating to me unless it's like people who no one else can relate to. So I would totally hang out with like lunch ladies and janitors.
I was just super
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
That's
you, you banged like 30 something girls in high school. We have literally nothing in common.
Please.
Was it more?
Yeah, there's 30. Pretty much like no chance that any of us would have been friends in high school.
Probably not.
That's
dun,
weird.
Isn't that weird? Although you know what? Like my close friends.
Hey.
Yeah.
They weren't popular. So,
Would we have
worked.
Been brought together by drugs?
I mean,
because
school,
that's
though,
how I interacted with everyone. If you smoked weed, we would
have
been friends.
For me.
I don't know. I got off on people being like, you're so smart. Why do you do this? That was the
oh,
question
yeah,
I liked hearing
I
asked of me all
that.
The time.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I was like about to get in school suspended or whatever the hell, it'd be like, you have straight A's. Like, why are you also a piece of human garbage? And
that's
for some
really
reason, I liked that.
I think that in a way you can relate to
deep,
things that adult women do that are very much like that. It's like like the safest place.
You're dating a podcast locksmith? Why?
Kind of, right?
Because it's dirty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that. It's like it's a safe place if people's normal reaction is like, really? Because you could do better. You're like, oh, okay, I'll stay then. Because this is like.
Yeah, you're not actually pushing yourself. Yeah. Instead, you're hanging with the dropouts and they're getting C's and D's. So, yeah. Like, your A's that
you
fell
have, you
to
don't
B's,
have to do
suddenly
anything.
You're...
Now the show feels kind of weird.
Still the genius.
I'm
being
sorry.
Second mic on it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dumb kid.
You hang out.
Are you tracking
you
with most
out
of what
with
we're saying?
Thens. And it makes you feel good.
Well, he did. But he doesn't anymore.
Let's be fair. I do work really hard. Although I know your mom's going to hate that.
I bet you do on the farm, you hayseed dummy.
Good one.
Thank you.
You need to work.
Back home on the tattoo farm. It's a family business.
Oh, just sitting on the porch.
Put some hard
strumming my two harp.
Strumming it?
Yeah.
You don't even know how to play a Jew's harp.
We
Joke's
need to get
on
one.
You.
We need
carefully,
to get one.
Very carefully.
We need to get one and play it here.
We should.
I'd love
100%.
Do you know the instrument I'm talking about? It sounds
I looked
like
it up the
boing, 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 boing. Yeah. Boing. Yeah.
Okay. One of us should play it outside and see if we can get money.
It looks like there's a weapon in Halo when you can take the aliens' weapons and it's like a blade that
a
double-sided
about.
Blade with like a little blade in the middle.
Wait, like those sword thingies that Worf used to have when...
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, Worf's a Jew, apparently.
It came time for Worf's once-a-year fight with other people thingy.
Yeah, where he's like, oh, I've been dissed.
Yeah, yeah. The Worf diss.
Yeah. Time to headbutt you with my weird ridge.
Oh.
And everyone would just react the same way. Ew, why'd you touch me with that?
Yeah,
is it contagious?
Gross. That thing's
oh,
always
it
shiny
got on
and
me.
Wet.
It, yeah, he had some forehead sweat for a guy with not his real forehead on.
Is my skin going to wrinkle like a dick where you touched me?
Yeah, I thought they would dry that out. They never did.
We did improv.
It's so
moist.
Yeah,
you can't just mop a guy's brow,
exactly.
Apparently.
Yeah, we did improv.
I thought you were going to show me your Worf improv.
Was it fun, though?
I'm Worf.
So you were the best in the class. That's as far as we got.
John
did well.
Yeah, I did
Oates
all right.
Did well.
All of our people who had a comedy background, we did okay.
And I really liked the energy of the class. Like,
that's
I was pretty
awesome.
I was pretty
happy.
Nervous going in there. I know that it's culty.
You never know what you're going to get.
Because I know that it's a culty experience, and you never know what
but
you're going
to
get.
But it's not a crappy cult like CrossFit.
No, it really wasn't.
I don't know. Who knows? Like,
I
think
they
don't know
like,
until you get in there.
I was going to say, it's
look at me.
Like,
I don't know the inside of a box.
It's probably like second year is when it gets like really culty.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
And.
The advanced.
Yes, and. Yes, and it is
coming.
A cult. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm still in the mood, the whole like, don't be critical, just roll with it thing. And,
I love it.
And sure, like
that's
I could
cool.
look at people in my class and be like, you're a weak link, and do that. But. I'm cool with it. And especially, I felt
I
came...
Where would it get you?
It must feel good.
It gets me nowhere. I'm much happier right now. This will wear off by tomorrow.
Oh, it has
to. Oh, when the Skins lose to the Steelers on Monday?
Oh,
it'll be... That shine done
gone.
Are
you banking on that?
I think it'll happen.
You think that's going
to
happen?
If the Skins win, then
they're
like
the Steelers
really looking
very
up for the year.
To me.
I'll be handing out blowjobs like a confetti on New Year's. Any D I can get my hand on.
Or are you going to just do it on the show?
Yeah, don't pimp me out here. I'm just saying if someone happens to need it, I'll be like, you know what? I'll do a little switcheroo-ski. That's how happy I am. They took down the goddamn Steelers to open the season. That would be amazing. I guess I wasn't on my high horse throughout it, not just because we got the whole speech about, hey, don't be critical of people, just roll with it. There's no wrong answers here.
Yeah.
I also walked in with an incredibly sick tummy. And there's unisex.
Indian food, right?
Crap.
The ghee.
Thai, actually.
Crap factory.
Mm.
Man it up a little bit.
I held it in
but
for
that
a good
name was
hour.
Already taken, so.
And there are two unisex bathrooms that were at the back of the room.
They are both now no sex.
It was horrible. It was like crap.
You do not want to have sex in those.
In like the.
I was
did
in
you
there.
Ever have to do a trailer as a kid?
Do a trailer.
Pardon?
Like when you went to school and they ran out of good classrooms, so they gave you the trailer.
Oh,
classroom.
I thought you meant like do an Eiffel Tower or like do a, you know, have you ever
film
done
a preview to a movie?
Have you ever done an Upper Decker?
Ever given a girl a Tallahassee trailer?
Exactly. Yeah.
We call them the portables.
it was that.
Yeah, the trailer.
It was that experience.
There's no way I'd crap in the trailer.
Where you're trying to stealth crap because the entirety of the classroom is like around you. And this was the same thing as an adult. I had to run to the back. I put on the sink. I turned up the Mozart on my smart person phone.
Everybody's totally convinced. They're like, wow, he's really good at washing his hands. He does that a lot.
He sounds really smart in
so
there.
So clean.
Listen to that Mozart.
And exactly like Tony after the ghee, I empty out and it's horrible. It wasn't much sound, but it was a whole lot of fury.
Wow.
It really... And it's
signifying
poop. Isn't it the worst when it doesn't smell raw bad? It smells almost like just miscooked food.
Yes, that is kind of the worst.
Because the
That's
person
really
walks
disturbing.
In... Like like a cartoon character smelling a pie at first. And they're like, oh, wait, it's not a delicious thing being baked in this toilet. It was feces.
No.
I don't know who I am anymore.
So I took a horrific kind of like trapper crapper like that.
Okay.
I was really banking on someone leaving half an egg in here.
I'm so hungry. And I hear someone in the other potty next to me. So I'm like, okay, the other person who had to hit the head
that
is using it. We're good. And I walk out after decimating this thing like Syria right now. Like this toilet was like Aleppo.
And explosions behind you. You're walking in slow-mo.
This very sweet Chinese national woman, Jingshu, was just like, hello. And I was like,
I'm so sorry.
This will be my last class.
Yes.
This is why I didn't feel so bad. I was like, she's from China. She smelled things.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I've been to those markets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't like Buffy.
I couldn't produce those.
From Kappa Sigma Tau, who's lived a clean life, and her boyfriend Chip Chad doesn't poop and
always drops rabbit
nor
turds.
Nor does she. Yeah. Like
a little dry raisin.
This is a woman that, probably had to like trick her dinner onto a stick up until age 10. And they didn't put on airs and take the fur off it before they threw it on the campfire to eat. So I was like, she smelled some stuff. And to her credit, Jingshu. So close. Jingpu didn't judge me. She didn't walk out and going, round eye, like holding her nose and fanning in front of herself. Back to you.
I was just going to say, though, that class was like a lot of fun. Like you were mentioning, they're obviously nice people.
Very nice.
I mean, I think in most classes I've been in, when somebody
follows
me.
Sarah didn't elect to go, so that's all you need to know.
After I've dropped a deuce, it usually turns into something a little weird, and I feel like there's maybe we're going to have some weird times for the rest of this class.
Like all the girls get
together. But everybody was
snicker.
Really cool about it. Yeah.
Considering it was in the floor, yeah.
Exactly. So I really liked the energy of the class. I really thought, basically, I was just pleasantly surprised. I was kind of worried what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to like it, or you were going to be expected to just be able to perform, right? But
that's what seems scary to me. That's why I didn't want to.
And I'm hoping to like make a couple friends out of this that we can actually do. Like, there's a guy there who does film. He edits a bunch and he has his own camera equipment and he works like a freelance thing. That's awesome as hell. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then I had a second class today that nobody else was invited to because I get treated like a real American hero.
Okay.
I am a veteran.
That's true.
And so funny story about this class is it's free. And I signed
for
up
you.
For this. Yes, it's free for veterans, but you have
see,
to sign up.
See, that's something
for everybody.
I'd stand against. Yeah, no. He
Get
went in
here.
Of his own free will.
No.
Why do we owe him anything?
Get out of
here. Freedom isn't free, I've heard.
It costs an improv class.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, is I had signed up for this like a long time ago. First of all, I signed up for the writing class, which I thought was going to be good, but then that never happened.
That'd
so
be awesome.
If you guys were frickin' vets, I would know more people to tell to do the writing class. So if there's any vets that are listening to the show in the area, sign up for the writing class ASAP vets. No, that is not the alcohol safety
action program.
Alcohol
and
action
puppies.
And alcohol yeah. puppies.
It's the Virginia required.
No, I mean, yes, I have been to that one, but now I'm at a new one. It's the Armed Services Arts Program or something similar. Just look up ASAP vets. And so if there are people in the area, look up the writing. The reason they're not doing it is because there's not a whole lot of people.
I just had a question.
Which I find, like, crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Vets just don't want to write. They just want to act.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to stereotype so much, but there's only so many Rob Riggles to go around.
I was just going
to
say, I don't think there's a lot of... Rob Riggle.
Well,
Yeah, I don't...
It doesn't have to be comedy.
Yeah, but do you want a poet vet then?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't...
We have poet vets in the Northwest.
I
we have, like, long-haired hippie vets.
The best poet vet in the Northwest.
You have Ron Kovacs? Do you have Charlie pretending to be Ron Kovacs getting wheeled around the strip club?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no one watches Always Sunny. Why?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about still.
Oh, Ron Kovacs was born on the 4th of July.
Was that the character in the movie Born on the 4th of July?
Okay. Also a book.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Book?
It was the Tom Cruise movie, his first role where he was like an actual actor and not showing off his buns the way you like it, full circle.
Yes. That's what I like about his buns.
Did you know he only has a 4-inch bun?
No.
Yeah, that's
just
camera effects.
Oh my gosh, the camera, really?
It's just camera effects.
Really adds a lot of meat.
He's half Asian.
No, I was going to say, they usually put him next to like an Asian chick or something like that.
Uh-huh. Small doorways so that then his butt looks bigger.
Sometimes they use stunt buns.
What is that now?
Stunt buns.
Cool.
Stunt buns.
I think you've got a new improv troupe name.
Stunt
buns. Oh, we have one.
Do you?
We already
came up
with one. Yep.
What is it?
Small, not even big.
I have to go.
I don't know why. We were in some sort of haze, and we thought it was the most
hilarious
thing. I get that.
He was describing something, and it was
like,
small,
it's small,
not even
it's
big.
Not even big.
And I think I...
lost his mind.
I went, that sounds like some gay band you would have listened to in the 90s.
As you were listening to Slayer.
Was.
Yes, as I rocked to Slayer.
I'm such a good listener.
He is. That's what makes him gay.
I could say that, like, verbatim.
Was Not Was, and their one hit, Walk the Dinosaur.
One of those songs that you know only from the greatest hits, like commercials.
Totally. I've seen it scroll on a screen.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
If anyone's like, can you sing Too Shy by Kajo Gugu? I'm like, too shy to shy. Hush, hush.
And more.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, that doesn't go into Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby? Because
like it did.
We're
lost. Hey, Mickey, you're so fun.
And
that sounds right.
That's it. I just know those snippets.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You're like, where's the part where he's talking about running? I don't get this other thing.
Do it all for the glory.
Do do do.
And I would walk 500.
Oh, you 90s kid, spoiling it all. So, which was the better class, sir?
Yeah.
Our first class was.
Did you have more fun with Dr. Deuce
better,
over here?
What was kind of cool about this class is. The teacher we had for our first class was taught by the teacher I have for my second class.
That's like having sex with a mom and daughter.
I've almost done that.
Really? Yeah. Oh, it was a mom and brother?
That's kind of cool, right?
Nothing. All
right. We didn't need to go there.
All right.
Yeah. The second class was all right, but I think when you give something for free, some people don't take it as seriously.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Yeah, of course it makes sense.
I'm real serious
100%.
About being a welfare cheat.
Yeah. Mm. So that one was okay, but, you know, I'm intrigued to see where that one goes. Although I think that we were stronger in our first class.
Yes.
We do not have a show at the end of our first class.
No, they take
now,
pity on us.
Now,
really?
Now, the week, what I believe is the weaker of the two, I will have a show at the end of this week.
I wonder if a lot of people who
I'm not
didn't
exactly
pay
ready
for
that.
Well, you're
going to
be double ready.
I would hope so, and that's why I tried not to tell them that, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm actually taking a class like 2 hours before this one even starts, but.
Damn, double improv and bastard.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like crazy good.
This might.
I'm going to start making like a bunch of money.
This might not sound
that's
good.
That's sweet improv money.
It's hella good.
Is there a way I can falsify my records to get free stuff?
I believe you can.
Nice. Mm.
There are,
I don't know if you can.
Dude, if they can do it for voting, I'm pretty sure you can do it for improv classes.
So we can only do it in Florida.
I mean, I can find like a junkyard dog and say it's my helper dog. You had two helper dogs in your class.
I don't
class,
know if
this
dog is what's going to put you over the,
edge. Who's going to want to kick a guy with a dog out?
Again,
especially
I guess
like
it
a really cute dog.
Kind of dog.
And then I got a bunch of badges that came with like this certain series of G.I. Joes. And they looked like real like badges.
Yeah. I mean, don't worry about that. You don't need any stinking badges.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have any like military-looking stuff, so I just iron them on to like a T-shirt.
But... Just like an old Girl Scout uniform.
Yeah.
You realize
just a sash.
You realize vets don't have to walk around in their old military uniforms.
Really?
Yeah.
To show everybody
that
they're a vet.
That doesn't sound right.
However, if you do see someone in their military uniforms, chances are they weren't. And they got them at the thrift store.
Oh, man.
And that's why they're asking for your dollar. When they should just become a fireman.
So I wouldn't pass as Sergeant Chang.
No.
Colonel Sanders.
Well, yeah, we did the hell out of the improv.
But it's a lot of fun, so we'll probably talk that a bit more as things get wacky.
I wish you had said
yes.
Why didn't you do this? This was really
because
fun.
I'm afraid of it. That's why. That's really? Why people don't do things.
It's
come
also on. $300, so I don't blame you.
It was like $220, I thought. $240.
$229.
I just shelled out $250 for another like weekend long intensive writing class. So it's not like
really.
Oh,
where are you going?
That's a week long though.
It's a weekend.
Oh, weekend.
There's a
screw that.
Like a master class, a bunch of screenwriting, different things. It's called Script DC, and it's in November.
Remember when she told us about that, John?
Oh, I do.
I don't think I did. I just learned about this weekend.
I guess I see.
And by remember,
and so I just
and you
follow.
Wonder
but
why
you
you're on Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, whatever. We tell each other everything eventually.
We do eventually. It all comes out in the wash.
Yeah. There's all different masterclasses, but they're all at the same like time. I was going to do the comedy one, but they have like, you know, character development, all kinds of stuff.
That sounds pretty cool.
We'll talk about it offline, as we say at work.
Okay. We'll do that because now I'm intrigued.
But yeah, I didn't take improv because I was scared. I was a scared bunny.
Same.
Were you skirt?
So skirt.
Super fun. You skirt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we can go out on that. Talking about
fear?
All our... yeah, it's always the theme, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice to have
fear. Fear, self-loathing.
Oh, yeah.
Fear
beginning
and
end of
what
us.
What city? Fear and loathing in Fairfax? I don't know.
Couldn't tell you. Fuck your county.
All right. Folks, this was Papa's Basement. I hope you liked it. I hope you shared it. I axed you to.
Share it.
On the Facebook and the Twitter.
Retweet.
It's funny when you take something from Twitter and you put it on Facebook and the letters RT are on Facebook and you're like, no one knows this. Facebook is for old grannies.
Yeah, I think everybody's confused when like the hashtags come through and all that.
Exactly. They're like, really tried? What? I don't get it.
That seems weird.
I'm John Papagiorgio again in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is up there. Contribute to our Patreon. No one's doing that because we don't promote it well. We need to do it as the top pin on the site. And
you're going to get so much stuff.
You get a couple dirty shows a month we don't otherwise give out. They're pretty good, I'm not going to lie. At Papa's Basement on Twitter for me, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement, YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. Oh, there's something else I wanted to promote, but I forgot. Oh, yeah, the discs.
iTunes, the discs?
The discs yeah. iTunes and Stitcher.
The 3 1/4 inches.
Yeah, if you want John's floppy, just send him a box.
That's all anyone gets.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys.
You bring the box, you got the floppy. I'm Pete Maybe. I'm at Pete Maybe on the Twitters, and you won't see me behind the scenes, but... do a lot of work behind the scenes, so we're trying to create more content for you guys as much as we can, and we hope you enjoy this episode and that you share it with all your friends.
Yes, retweets and Facebook stuff. That's what really counts, let's be honest.
Facebook. Yeah, and tributes.
That's where I keep all my
tribute
faith
me
on my book. Yeah. I'm Sarah Beaker at Madam Too Soon on the tweets.
I will be tweeting all of their names out on Twitter, and I include them in the show posts.
We
so
will
please,
be
follow them. It means a lot, and share it. We need that. If you made it to the end of the episode, you like us. Get us out there, damn it.
Share yourself.
Mwah.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have some wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.